Welcome to the Kendi and Rabo podcast, sponsored by Maeve's Bar Sligo.
You've no idea how close this was, lads, to not happening.
Not happening.
Brendan, are you still flicking there, yeah? No, you're not, because it's not working.
I was going to say.
Brendan's out in the front room doing...
Pointless.
Nothing.
He's just pointless now, yeah.
He's actually like your man on Pointless, actually. Yeah. He's just going to chime in with a bit of information. You know the big tall lads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the Google, yeah, yeah. In case we need anything looked up,
Brendan's Googling.
Reason he's not flicking the keys himself is because one of the connections to the cameras didn't work as well as it was supposed to.
Yeah, yeah.
Therefore, we've gone with a different setup where Brendan is now useless.
So there's some brilliant stream and broadcast engineers out there. Right, I am not one of them. Okay, this has worked for what? Probably 2.5 years?
It has.
And now everything is failing.
Yeah.
Everything, all the gear is failing.
Bit like your health.
Oh, like, I'm deteriorating to nothing. Really badly. Like,
what has happened to you?
I don't
didn't realise
man.
You were sick. I wouldn't have come over if you
but
were.
But I'll tell you one thing. If I am going down, I'm going to go down like the boys on the Titanic. Keep playing, Kendi.
Keep But you're not playing
Keep
tonight.
Keep playing, Kendi, now. No. Well, I actually don't know if I am playing tonight. I feel bad. Like, fair play to them and Lilies. I am... you might not know this. This is the thing. Oh, Kendi, oh, cry me a little river. Ooh, you're sick. You got a little sniffle. I'll tell you what it is, right? You're... not to... No, I'm not going to get mad at people out there. And
no,
I'm not
do.
Gonna,
go on.
I won't presume anything either, right? But all your stupid jobs, all ye out there that have stupid jobs, right?
Are you talking about me?
Everyone in the world,
yeah.
except for me.
No. Except for you, yeah.
No, what I'm saying to you is it's awful hard to sing like for 2 hours straight on your own when you're sick like this.
Yeah.
And it all does is you wake up feeling a million times worse.
Yeah, poor fella.
As I look at a tissue while I'm...
You're so brave.
No, I am brave, yeah. But we... so I'm sick. Cameras aren't working. Anyone on Patreon, you're not going to get a full video because... No, we can't do it because you can't.
But what we'll do for you is we'll give you... There was a good 10 minutes there of recording of us trying to fix the cameras.
Oh, that'll be
we'll
good.
We'll send you that.
Yeah, that'll be very good. You'll enjoy that. The other thing I was going to say is you might ask why I'm sick.
Yeah.
There was a tribunal.
Who was she?
On the telephone. It wasn't anyone saying stuff like that to me. There was a tribunal on the phone.
What?
There was a tribunal on the phone. I rang Luke Stefani.
Yes.
Right? He's a fella here in town. One of the... worst musicians I've ever heard in my life.
So you keep telling everyone.
Beyond the point. But anyway, he is without doubt one of the worst musicians in the town.
Yeah.
I was chatting to him then to see what he covered my gig tonight that I'm supposed to do in town.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm sick as well, which I knew he was sick. I was hoping he'd be over us.
Okay.
So he gave it to me.
Right.
Right. And then he said, but you're no wonder the two of us are sick, he said. Sure wasn't Ray sick.
I was not.
That's what he said to
me. Well, he's telling lies.
Why would he lie though?
I've been in the prime of
He's
life.
One of the best musicians in the town, Ray. You know, and let me tell you this now about Lukey. No. Why would he be lying to you?
Scurrilous lies. Scurrilous.
You were sick. Look at the head. I can tell by the head.
No, I can't. What was I saying? How was I sick? I wasn't sick.
Ray, I can tell by the face
on
you.
Sure, I was here. When was I here? I was here last Monday.
When did he say you were sick?
We recorded last Monday and I was here and I wasn't sick. And there was no mention of me being sick.
When did we meet? Not in general. Like, I mean, like
that. We have to figure this out in the podcast.
Yeah, we do.
No.
You made us sick Saturday.
Saturday. Where were we Saturday?
We were doing a gig with the
Atlantic. Oh, yeah. I wasn't
Do you
sick.
Remember the Atlantic, the best wedding band, brand new wedding band? Get in touch at theantband.com. Do you remember them?
Get in touch at theatlanticband.com.
Yeah.
I was not sick on Saturday. So I was out on Friday night.
Who made me sick?
I was out on Wednesday
It's like trying
night.
To find out who gave you an STI. Which one of them was it?
Just don't worry about it. You have it, you'll get over it.
Sorry, though. No. Would you say the same thing for an STI as well, Ray? Oh, don't be worried about it. Just
I
get
say
over
it all the time.
Here's a good ethical question for you. Here's a good ethical question for you.
Yeah.
Not that we'd ever have to deal with it. Thank the Lord above.
Yeah.
If you have a STI.
Yeah.
And then you don't tell another sexual partner that you have it and you give it to them. Should that be a crime?
Should that be a crime?
Should it?
You're
infecting someone.
Yeah, but then if you, it's by, always by extension, right? Yes, it would be very
It would be extended, yes.
Yeah. But equally, if you have a cold, now you didn't tell me this evening that you had a cold.
Yeah.
So here I am in good faith thinking you're healthy.
Yeah.
But instead I'm going to get a cold out of this.
Well, actually, I warned you. Which
no,
is which is a thing of pre-COVID. I said to you, look, lads, I'm sick.
You didn't tell us that.
I did, and I said, before you come in
Brendan
the door...
Brendan is waving out. He's nothing for doing, and he's waving at me going, absolutely not.
Brendan, Google this. Did Mark tell you?
No.
And then, okay, well, then let's take it a step further.
So you're that ill that you're making things up in your head.
No, well, this is a post-COVID thing where you do warn people, obviously, that you're sick. Sorry, no, I'm sick. Here's the other thing as well now, Ray. So let's take it a step further.
Yeah.
If you are HIV positive...
Oh,
right?
Right.
Or you have what they call AIDS, Ray.
Okay.
Have you heard of that?
I have.
Huge in the 80s.
Yeah.
should, and then you then don't tell your other sexual partner that you have HIV positive.
Yeah.
Or AIDS.
Yeah.
Should you then be held? Should you be prosecuted for that as well?
I just
mean you're giving someone that, like, yeah, like that's like sending anthrax across to the post.
It is.
Do you know what I mean?
Slightly different. It wouldn't be as enjoyable. Do you know, at least if you're...
But you know what I mean? But then how would the burden of proof then is on, well, you know, how did they know? Like, I mean, I'm only asking the questions everyone wants to know the answer to.
The honest question.
This is what people want to know.
No, it isn't.
If you give someone an STI, are you then... Should that be a crime?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
Called the fucking, the crab bandit.
If you give someone...
there's a fella going around the town giving everyone crabs.
If you give someone a black eye, you are criminally negligent. Yeah.
So yeah.
If you hit someone.
Yeah. Yeah. So if I hit someone with me flute. if I go around and hit a load of women with me flute. Yeah. No, well, actually, you shouldn't do that anyway. That's definitely a crime.
No, yeah, you can't be going around doing that.
But if I hit them consensually with me flute.
If they said it was okay.
If they said it was okay to hit me with the flute, but he's not infected.
But not knowing what the flute would bring.
Yeah. You don't know what it's loaded with.
Yeah.
It's not it's loaded with something with a deadly bullet. Do you know? It's a question out there for everyone. Just think about your sexual histories, lads, and you know.
Yeah.
And think about your sexual futures as well.
And get an old NCT.
And get an NCT.
Yeah.
Go get an out NCT, and go get out.
Go up to the place.
I have a friend where you don't have to go up to the place. He doesn't do it. I mean, he got an NCT.
Yeah, or you send it away in the post.
Yeah, just sends it away in the post.
Yeah, that's a lot easier.
But you know what? Like, does a postman go out kind of holding it with his two fingers like, fuck. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Is that how it works? Like?
No. They don't know. Like, they don't know what's in them.
Do you just go into the post office and say, I want to send something. Have you a stamp for a bag of piss? How much is a stamp for a bag of piss?
I heard a very good one. some lady or some gentleman went into a doctor's surgery with a pee sample and went up to the receptionist and said, I'm dropping this in for Dr. Joe, we'll say.
Right.
And the receptionist said, is he expecting it?
Oh, yeah.
No, I just thought I'd bring him pee.
He's not expecting. No, I just thought, you know what? He'd love a big bucket of my piss. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, that's a good question for everyone there. Let you all think about that now.
Yeah.
I do like to throw a moral question at people the odd time as well.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of moral questions, is it all right to hate one family member or to not to hate one family member? What's the best way of putting this? Are you still allowed to like somebody if they're one of their family members are criminals?
Oh, right. So you know someone and you like them and then you find out then that the one of their family members have done something very... How illegal?
I'm being very nice about this now, to be honest, by saying, oh, I like this fella.
Right.
I'm entertained by somebody.
Yes.
I'm entertained by somebody.
That's a very nice way to put it. Yeah. So someone entertains you.
Someone's very entertaining. The more that Robbie Williams let me entertain you, he does.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
A family member of his, a son of his...
Right.
...is... Now a criminal.
Okay.
Convicted criminal.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, you can still like the person.
Can you?
Yeah.
What if you were always skeptical about this person and then you found out that the family member and then you're like, I knew they were all like that. And I mean, that's a problem on my end.
There's no such thing as they're all like that.
Now, am I wrong to say that?
Yeah,
then?
You're wrong.
They're
to say
all
that.
Like that.
You
they're
can't
not.
Tire everybody with the same brush.
No.
People are responsible for their own actions.
Are you not intrigued to know what I'm on about? Because I think I can probably say it. Of course I can say it.
Is it Donald Trump? Oh, it's Hunter Biden. You know Joe and the young fellas are going up for...
I have no interest in Joe Biden or Hunter Biden or his laptop, right? Whatever is on all of their laptops. Obviously, I don't want anything bad, but I couldn't give a shit. It's nothing to do with that.
Okay, so you're telling me who this person is?
The King of Ballyhowness.
Oh, yeah.
You know the Fallen McDonagh?
The book that does that. I'm the King of Ballyhowness.
He is the King of Ballyhowness.
Right. So
the Fallen McDonagh.
The Foul.
Right? No, well, the Fall.
Foal.
The foal.
He's named after a baby horse.
Yeah.
He looks nothing like a baby horse.
Absolutely not. He looks like he might have had a baby horse, maybe.
multiple baby horses. Yeah.
So the Foal McDonagh's young fella.
Right.
Right. The Foal McDonagh from Wales.
Oh, he's from Wales.
Like as in he lives in Wales, I think.
He's like St. Patrick.
He is. He came over and killed all the snakes in Ballyhowness.
Drove all the snakes out of Ballyhowness.
Yeah, and he took over as king.
Ballyhowness, by the way, otherwise known as Ballyhappiness, is a town in Mayo.
Yeah.
It's a town you wouldn't pass through because no roads go through it.
And there's a crossroads in it, like.
There is, but they're all that crossroads connected to roads that aren't travelled.
Yeah, they're all a good road out of it.
Yeah, in fairness, Ballyhowness now, Ballyhappiness is not a...
Yeah, it's on the Roscommon-Mayo border.
and you wouldn't find it on a map either. If I held up a map of Ireland and I said, where's Ballyhounus? You wouldn't be able to
you'd
point
to it. You'd be doing well now to point
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, you'd be doing well
that's
to
that's one of those kind of places.
It's one of those kind of, like Ballinrobe.
But Fáil McDonagh, the king of it.
Right.
He's on TikTok. He's
self-proclaimed king of Ballyhounus.
Well, unless you want to go and take it off and Ray, best of luck.
But then again, sure, all kings are self-proclaimed, aren't they?
Yeah, well, he assumed the role of king, and no one has...
And no one was at the time working as the king of Ballyhounus.
Yeah, nor is anyone willing to go up against him to become the king of Ballyhounus. Or maybe people are just going,
let him at it.
Do you know, if he thinks he is, he is.
Yeah.
Anyway, his son and wife and six grandchildren are involved in a... Did you not hear about the people who were done? It went viral all over TikTok.
We have to talk about viral TikToks, but okay, your story is very different than mine.
I'm going to talk about a viral TikTok. This whole section is about viral TikTok. Fáil McDonagh has gone viral on TikTok plenty of times. He's well aware that he's a social media star.
Simply because he stands there...
It's all it takes. Dresses up in Mayo gear, good crack.
I'm the king of Ballyhounus.
Yeah, sing songs. Yeah. I mean, that's debatable, but sing songs.
Yeah.
Okay. Then... So he lives in Wales, but he comes home to Mayo all the time.
Right.
The poor devil, Lord Rester, he lost
and he
his
owns
wife
a pub.
Recently. Does he own a pub, actually?
I believe, yeah, because I seen him pulling pints saying, I'm the king of Ballyhounus, this is my pub.
I'd say that might have been a patron who was going, just let him at it, lads, we'll all be out of this soon.
We shouldn't have let him in.
Yeah. Just let him at it there now, and he'll be done soon.
Yeah.
The video's almost over. And he's gone and we can all go home.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know, maybe he does.
What did his whole son's family do?
Right.
Are they we going to get bet up over this?
So this went viral on TikTok, which is funny because Fáil is viral all the time. Then this goes viral on TikTok.
Sure.
A restauranter in Wales.
Yes.
A little family owned Italian business puts up CCTV footage.
Luigi's.
Little Luigi's.
Yeah.
We call it.
Yeah, Little Luigi's.
Little Luigi's.
Yeah, in Wales.
Right, in Wales. Yeah. The one and only Italian restaurant in Wales.
In Aberystwyth.
It was, yeah. But I think they got rid of that, though. It was only a bit of cream got rid of it.
Right, go on.
Yeah, Aberystwyth.
What happened?
They put up a video saying, does anyone know these people? They are after scamming us out of 290 quid or whatever
it was. They did the Paul Stinson in the White Moose Cafe. Didn't they?
Did he?
That's what he always did. Anytime anyone
called
ever...
Oh, yeah,
call them out. Yeah, call them out on social media.
Yeah, yeah. So he called them out, puts up the CCTV, says, we're just a small Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
Anyway, the video goes viral.
Yeah.
And with that comes plenty more stories of the same thing, saying, I know those two people that did the same thing to my restaurant.
Oh.
And my restaurant and my restaurant. And it turns out they'd been doing it all over the place.
What was the thing they were doing?
So what they were doing was, they were going in and ordering...
All
big,
the things.
Big meals, wines, everything for the kids.
Yeah.
Then they would go up to the counter with a card that they knew would decline.
Okay.
So your man would go. He'd walk out the door, the whole son. And then the wife then would go up with the card to pay for the meal and go, oh, it's after declining.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd say to the kids, this is awful embarrassing. Kids, stay here.
Right.
And she'd make the kids stand in the restaurant, which is awful. Do not exploit kids.
Great
fucking
use of kids,
terrible.
Though.
Unbelievably bad use of kids, Ray.
It's great use of kids.
Fuck me, Ray. A bit worried about you now. You think that's great use of kids?
Yeah.
And then she would go, let me go to the car and get another card.
And obviously the restaurateur was like going, well, I have their children.
Yeah,
this
that's
is
the
good
ransom.
Enough. This is a good ransom.
It's a deposit.
Yeah, it's a good deposit.
Yeah, and then she had trained the kids to leave after 5 minutes.
And you can't stop kids leaving.
You can't stop kids leaving. No. So they'd be gone and then the kids would go then. So it turns out they
and the kids just scatter.
Yeah, the kids just run. They just run out then. So that's what they were doing to loads and loads and loads of restaurants. And it went viral because I think it was the whole small business mindset of it.
But it's absolutely genius.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this did not go as I had planned. I didn't think that Ray would see a fucking entrepreneur in him.
It's a great idea.
Well, it fucking didn't work for that long, Ray. How is that a great idea? What? Your morals are so messed up. The stuff you give out to me for.
I'm not saying... That from a moralistic perspective, that it's. I'm
I
saying
have to
that
drink. You drive me to the drink now.
Thanks to the White Hag for a little bit of ninth New World Pale Ale. Fair play to them. Good lad, suck it into you there.
Oh, it's fucking nice.
I'm saying that if you looking at it emotionless and moralless, it is a great idea. But I do agree, it's a bad thing to do.
Yeah, well,
it was one of the commandments. Thou shalt not skimp on the dinner menu.
Yeah, yeah. It was actually one of the commandments. Yeah, thou shalt not overdo Little Luigi's.
Yeah. Don't overdo, yeah.
But that's the conundrum I have now, because I'm like, I wonder, did the Fáil know he was doing it?
So, okay. And did you think that the Fáil was purer than the driven snow in self?
No, I told you, he was just entertaining.
It's just entertaining.
I don't know nothing about him. The one thing I will say about the Fáil is I saw a video of him, and this is something I definitely don't condone. He was making like an 8-year-old, 10-year-old child down a pint of Guinness.
That's not good.
And do not fucking do that.
That's not good, Christ. Unless you're Lily Goosewax, and that's fine. It was a joke video.
It was only a joke video. For anyone who doesn't know Lily Goosewax that we're always on about, she, yeah. if you look up Pint Baby, she is the mother holding yeah. the baby.
So just when you were going, when you're going down the road of admonishing someone for feeding them Guinness.
Ah, but a little yeah. bit of iron, Ray. Ah, come on now. I know, he made the child down the pint. Don't make a child down the pint.
That's not good.
Yeah, that's not good.
But, yeah, I will agree. And so maybe you might be less entertained by the fall McDonough.
Because, yeah, so they've been arrested now and they're going to get prosecuted or whatever. I think yeah. they'll get suspended sentences probably.
Of course they will. Will the kids get implicated?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Should
there be
a case raised against each of the individual children?
Yeah, with a lesser sentence because all they got was fucking ice cream. And yeah. You're like, but the thing is, Ray, you know what I mean? You what's that phrase? You know, like... Well, I mean, it's not even a phrase. The phrase is you're raised by your parents, which most people are.
Yeah.
But like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's a knock-on effect there now on those kids. So do those kids come out and go, well, actually, mommy and daddy taught us that you can kind of do this stuff.
Yeah, and
you
know? There's definitely way better ways of getting out of paying a bill. Yeah, let's figure it out.
Look, in the grand scheme of things, is it the crime of the century? Not really.
Like, no, it's an odd way of making money.
It's an odd way to do it. No, it was more, they said that the judge said it was a crime of just utter greed. Because they didn't even, it wasn't like they were going in.
More a crime of hunger, I would call it.
No, it's not though.
They were a hungry family.
No, they weren't.
Let's have a nice family dinner.
No, because they were taking the piss with us.
Yeah,
so it wasn't like they were just a hungry family who had no, please sir, can I have some more? They weren't looking for a bottle of porridge.
Yeah.
They were drinking fine wine. They were taking the piss with multiple desserts. All. It wasn't that. It was just them being greedy bastards. Do you know?
I'd say stop watching the Fall McDonough.
Ray said it here first. I would always separate someone from the crimes of their families, but Ray obviously does not have that kind of open mind.
Can I talk to you about other TikTok influencers?
Yeah, go on, yeah.
Something of note came up during the week.
I have a scratch in me nose.
Oh, good
what came up, yeah.
Something of note came up. I thought it was worthwhile us talking about it. You know the way back in the day you'd have couples that would get together?
Yeah.
Right? And there'd be the talk of the village or the town or the parish.
Yeah.
Do you know such and such is with such and such? Great. They're getting on, they're flying it. You'd see them out. You'd see them be behaving and the whole lot. And then eventually then they'd split up for some reason and they'd be chat about it. That is now all moved.
It's so funny, isn't
onto
it?
Onto TikTok.
Yeah, it's amazing and how... It's, yeah, I was thinking about this in the car today.
Yeah.
So the chat that you would have about the people... Did you hear that fucking Sean and Dimpness split? Wait and hear what Sean did. He was caught down the domain.
But we can talk now about the actual people that introduced this thing.
Yeah.
So it's a Lauren and a Shane. Now, they both seem... Do you know Lauren and Shane?
No.
This is marvellous. You haven't heard the story.
All right.
So Lauren, anyway, and another gentleman by the name of Shane. Lauren is from, I think, in around Kildare.
Right.
And Shane is from Derry.
Right.
Now, Shane... First of all, Lauren is a lady that she has many, many followers on the TikToks. And I believe she is quite good at all the things she does on TikTok.
Okay.
Which are mostly bits and pieces of marketing of lady things. You know?
Tampoons.
No. Tampoons.
All right. Oh, sorry. You said lady things.
Lady things, like facial things. The things that you put in your face.
Ah, sick. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
So she does that. I have a very limited, you know, us and
makeup and,
research.
And skincare.
Yes,
routines.
Those are the thing, lady things.
Yeah.
So she does the marketing of the
he's
lady
like
things.
Brendan, he's like a fucking cave man.
And she tells stories of the things that she might bring to the beach in her bag, and also the outfit that she the OOTD, the outfit.
Oh yeah,
of
outfit
the
of the day. Don't walk. Run to Benny's. Run to Don's.
Yeah. And she might every now and again get a haul. A haul of stuff from somewhere.
Yeah.
Sheen or Primark or
oh,
somewhere.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So this is Lauren. Lauren seems like a lovely lady.
She does.
Right? Lauren, anyway, then got with Shane. Shane's from Derry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Shane has that quintessential lovely Derry accent. God bless him.
Right.
Now, he's got also got multiple tattoos and he is a very pretty looking man.
Does he play lovely Derry football?
I don't know.
No such thing. Sorry, Rick. Go on ahead.
Right, I've seen that.
No.
We'll say nothing. Anyway, Shane... Also, and I'm only taking this on a second account, someone told me this, he likes to wear ladies' clothes. He shops in the ladies' sections. Now, we're not strangers to this because good friends of the podcast, Buzzy Gagnon, also would be very partial to a lady's jean.
Well,
it fits better than a man's jean, he said.
Yeah, so yeah, that would have been a big thing back in the day. And I mean, it's not like I've never dressed up as a woman.
Yes, that's
I've usually had to do it so people can laugh at me.
Yeah,
but
Shane finds that he gets better fitting clothes in some of the ladies' sections. You'd be surprised.
Your tits look better than that now, Shane.
What?
That's a better bra for you there now. The tits are fucking...
No, no,
The tits are popping.
No, but I mean, the Harry Styles is of this world.
No,
I mean, he's
them.
Tipping around looking like someone's granny.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is the thing that is, let's just be open to it and let them at it.
No, I mean, it's not that, like, I've always said that as well. Like, I think Harry Styles looks stupid when he wears a dress and he looks ridiculous, but it also doesn't matter. Like,
doesn't matter, yeah.
You'd swear they
were. Some people think they look lovely.
You'd swear they weren't wearing. Like, there was people wearing dresses back in the 70s.
There was.
Do you know what I mean?
There was, yeah.
Would you all
right,
relax?
Yeah.
Like,
so, that's Shane. That's the little bit I know about Shane. I could be horribly wrong. Anyway, himself and Lauren got together, which was tremendous because all of Irish TikTok went, this is fantastic. Lauren is very popular. Shane is very popular. Look at them now having a blissful life together. What do you think they did together?
They
did that, I'm sure, as well. But they also created multiple levels, multiple amounts of content on the TikTok.
These are not the people I think they are, but go on anyway.
So they were, you know, outfits of the days and what are you bringing in your beach bag to the beach type stuff. And they were having the crack together and everything. And everybody was delighted with the fact that they found each other.
I'm sure it was all for the camera, Ray. What are you about to tell me?
I couldn't tell you. It looked very genuine from where I was, I've seen of it.
Yeah.
Now, the two of them then decided we're going to move to Spain. So they moved to Spain. Okay. I know everybody's riveted this story.
I have no idea who you're on about. I thought I did for a second.
Yeah,
not
so two of them moved to Spain and said they were going to spend 3 months over in Spain. And for the first 2 weeks of that 3 months, they're flat out putting up the content of what they're bringing to the beach bag now in Spain.
Right.
You know? And then it went dark for a week.
Right.
On both their accounts. And all of Irish TikTok got very interested going, what's after happening? Have they been abducted by aliens? Have they been stuck by immigration? What's after happening?
Okay, so sorry. The first thing they all thought was, have they been abducted by aliens? And then they said, no, it must be immigration.
It could be any of those things. I'm sure everybody reached their own conclusion.
Yes.
And then finally, Lauren broke the silence and she came out with kind of a long video kind of explaining that, look at myself and Shane broke up. She was very teary-eyed. I felt for her.
Yeah, it's terrible when it happens, yeah.
But she said, we broke up.
Yeah.
As in, she didn't say he was bollocks.
Yeah.
She didn't call him anything. She just said, look, it didn't work out.
You stupid prick. You stupid fucking prick.
Why'd you have to do it?
You fucking prick. You're always a prick. My mother said you were a prick.
She didn't do any of that at all.
She knew your father and he was a prick.
So she did the cry video and then minutes later she was back on selling the latest facial scream.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And everybody was like, fair play to you, Lauren. You're getting back on the horse. You're getting back to work.
Yeah.
You're mighty. A few days later, possibly a week, Shane came out on a live TikTok and he then addressed the video from Lauren, which is what's mad now, because this is now what happens when people break up on social media. They both give their side of the story and the court of public opinion then decides who's right and who's wrong.
We watched any sport this weekend, Ray or Anthony? No? Like, is this what you're fucking watching? I can't believe it. There's nothing wrong with it. I get
the Derry Armagh match and I thought Armagh were absolutely fantastic.
No, but the thing is, I do get what you're saying though. Like the real life thing is attractive.
Yeah.
It's appealing, you know? Yeah, Armagh were good as well. You're right.
They were absolutely tremendous now. Oh, you weren't expecting that curveball, were you?
No.
Neither were Derry.
Who told you to say that?
No one. I sat at home and watched it on Sunday. Anyway, the point is, Shane anyway come on his live and he says, look at, she did something really crazy on a night out in Spain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's where they split.
So she did something really crazy. I didn't like it and we split up.
Now, colour me intrigued now.
Now you see.
What the shite in hell did she do, Lauren?
Well, I had to ask a serious amount of people, Sean and Laura, in the house. what happened? And word is, apparently someone threw a drink at someone and it didn't go down well. The throwing of the drink.
Okay.
And that's about the height of it. It's Storm Teacup type job.
Hang on now. I have never had anyone glaze over the end of a story worse than that ever before in my life. I can't believe that's how you just... it was something to do with this or whatever. I don't know.
But it's mad to see. Now you have everybody commenting on their
videos. Will you go back and tell me?
Fair play to you, Lauren. Fair play to you, Shane. She's a psycho bitch. Fair play to you, Lauren. He's not good enough for you. Everybody's now, you know, involved.
Will you please?
Which is so different to when we were growing up.
You know, it is, yeah.
Because no one was involved when we were growing up.
Stay out of it.
Stay out of it, fuck.
I remember one time it was 2:25 in the morning in a pub in Castlereagh.
Yeah.
And my mother was sitting with a couple that were fighting.
Yeah.
And she was so desperate to not be involved in the argument that they were having.
Yeah.
She said to them, why don't you go down to River Island and get the last 5 minutes of it? Right. But the nightclub had been closed at 2:30.
Yeah.
And she was so desperate to get rid of them. Go down for five minutes down to River Island, the nightclub in town. And they did. That's how she was like, thank God I'm not dealing with that domestic shite.
Yeah.
She had no interest in this.
Yeah.
Stop glazing over. What are you on about? What did she do? It's the only part of the thing I'm interested in.
Apparently, but it's pure conjecture and I have no proof of this and I'd hate to say
things about it. Oh, but just explain it, Ray. We're gossiping. Like, you have me gossiping and you're like, oh, just none of that matters. What are you on about with a
apparently
class?
On a night out, she might have got upset about something and threw a drink in someone's face.
Why didn't you tell me that
and
straight away?
And she had said, I don't like that behaviour and immediately thought the mature and grown up thing to do in the relationship was cut it off.
Yeah, I would have done the same.
Would you?
Yeah, because I get that if a woman is aggressive, I've said this before, it's not quite as threatening as when a fella's aggressive.
Yeah.
But it doesn't condone you to go out and throw a drink in someone's face, regardless of how argumentative
you are.
Did you
ever have a drink thrown in your face?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
By a woman?
No.
By a fella?
Yeah.
I will fuck with that. What an old bitch ass.
It's the weirdest
thing. An old bitch ass throwing a drink in your face. An old fella throwing a drink in your face.
Late in the night, we're in a bar, there was a disagreement, and he decided, fuck you, Ray, and splash.
Oh, Ray, who? What kind
I think
of
it was
bitch?
A mineral as well, so it was pure sticky.
An old bitch arse, old 7-Up thrown in your face.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez. He was right now, I had done bad.
And did you go, oh?
Yeah, I did. Oh. I was surprised.
I don't think I've ever had the drink.
Do you know?
Brendan. Did you throw your blue moon back at him?
No, I did not throw the blue moon back.
Yeah, you said there you were wrong. What did you do to him?
Well, I don't remember now. I was wrong anyway. I remember that. I had said something probably inappropriate.
I doubt it.
Yeah, no, I have that fault.
Ray, I highly doubt it. Ray, will you stop that recording and restart it again and then we get back to this? Just because I know it stops after a half hour.
Okay, start again?
Yeah, start again there now. Yeah, yeah, no bother at all. Yeah. You won't find it now, Ray. We'll have an episode. But come here. So this is what's taken over Irish TikTok in the last while.
So it's been, everything now has been dominated by the breakup of Lauren and Shane.
Okay.
And I feel bad for the two of them because I can't imagine what it's like.
Okay, now you're two emotionally involved.
I can't imagine what it's like to have to go through all that with the whole country commenting on it.
Hang on now, you're after missing it completely. This is where we disagree.
Wait a minute now, that's probably been happening for years in papers.
Yeah, but also this is where we disagree, Ray, because... Yes. They want the whole country to comment and be involved.
Do you think?
Ray,
no, they probably do.
She puts up a TikTok video crying, is it? And then he goes live and explains the story.
You have a fair
point. Are you
point.
An idiot? Like?
No, I'm not.
You're watching too much of that under Bondi ships.
Love Island.
No, what's that thing,
oh,
Ray?
Oh, Below Deck.
Below Dick.
Under Bondi ships. That's great. That's the really shite version you see over in Russia. Can't afford it.
What happens on the Bondi ship?
You're on the Bondi ship.
You're watching too much of that, Ray, with it. You have to remember, Love Island, Under Bondi ships, all of them, Married at First Kendi.
Yeah.
They're all people who want attention.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that. So Lauren and James, Lauren and Shane.
Yeah.
They're well aware we are now walloping the likes out of us. As a couple, it'll be savage when we split up as well.
Was premeditated.
No, I'm not saying that the split up was premeditated, but they're both well aware that by him going live on TikTok and talking about it, he knows exactly what he's doing. Yeah. The old womanly jeans on him. He knows exactly what he's doing.
The old womanly jeans.
Right? And she knows exactly what she's doing. Hey, that doesn't mean she's not heartbroken.
A majority of the times he'd have his top off. I'll be honest with you, he's probably the first fella on TikTok that I felt threatened by in a long time.
Why? The head number?
Because I'd be lying there in the bed, me and Laura would be tipping away through the TikTok. She'd be looking at her sometimes, I'd be looking at mine. Yeah. And this gentleman might have come up an odd time in her one. And I would ask her, what's the story with this gentleman? Are you fond of him or something?
Yeah.
And Laura would say, no, I don't like him.
Well, is that not okay, though, that she looks at another gentleman?
Oh, yeah, no, I suppose it is, yeah.
No, like, but even...
He's just a very pretty man.
Yeah, even in a sexual way.
Yeah,
like, even if she's like, he is lovely.
Yeah.
But you're like, you're not the only lovely fella in the world.
Well, then, there...
You have to remember that, too.
She's lying to me, then, so. She said she didn't like him at all, not her type.
Well, she's lying to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, he's not really my type. You'd be perfect, is it? Yeah, and I prefer a kind of a ruggedy old kind
round
of
round owl, soft owl, ginger owl.
Ray, how do you feel about... if you ever had to like edit out someone blowing their nose on a podcast, have you ever had to do it?
I've done it many, multiple times.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Oh, you're badly stuck. You're badly stucked up.
I'm ages waiting to do that.
Yeah.
I do think it's funny though. So TikTok, we've had influencers for years and years.
Yes.
Of course we have.
Yeah.
But TikTok started off as flutes dancing.
Yeah.
Right? And then it got to really good dancing. Some of them are really good dancers.
Very good dancers.
But then it just became the personalities that we follow every day, and they have to put the videos up every day.
Yeah.
And we do follow people every day.
We do.
Like, and I'm laughing at people who follow Lauren and Shane.
Mm.
But I'm not really, like, because...
No, because they're not too far removed from anybody that listened to our old shite.
Like, no, no, that's exactly it. So there's people who listen to us. It's okay. I've definitely changed my mindset on some of these, not on the Love Island ones, though, because I think that they have mental issues.
Love Island has started back, by the way. We'll be commencing now. Watch. Apparently, it's the bottom of the barrel.
It is.
They have
really,
scraped.
Is
no,
it?
this particular season.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the worst of the worst.
No, I do. I think people that are on that. I don't think we should exploit people with some of the issues that these people clearly have. That they're that desperate to be famous. But, I like, for instance, every day I would have golf influencers who put videos up every day that I watch.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Sean O'Reilly watches agricultural videos.
I want everyone out there, and Nicola knows this as well. You're on about you saying to Laura, do you like him, do you?
Yeah.
Nicola says, if I hear that Scottish voice one more time, Mark, I'm going to start getting worried.
Who's the Scottish voice?
There's a young girl called Keeks Golf.
Okay.
Now, I actually have no sexual attraction to her. I don't even know what age she is.
Right.
There's something about her golf journey that I watch every single video that she puts up. I swear. I don't know what it is about her. I just watch every single video she puts up. There's another guy called Rick Shields. I watch him at golf videos all the time.
Did I hear
so
you,
they're my influencers.
Did I hear you got a new golf friend?
Well, I mean, like...
Laura said this to me yesterday evening. Did you,
but it doesn't so matter because he probably doesn't even like me, so it doesn't even matter.
How did you meet this new girlfriend?
Well, he's probably not even my friend. So no,
but come on now. Don't be coy about it.
Okay, so.
How did you meet?
So we met online.
You met online?
No, we didn't. So what happened was he's a podcast listener.
Okay.
Who I know from town anyway. From the podcast. I met him years ago when we were doing the podcast.
Okay.
Lovely fella.
What's his name?
I wonder, would he mind me saying his name? Probably not. His name is Neil Kenny, one of the soundest fellas in the world.
I wouldn't go the full name.
His name is Keel Nenny.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't think he'd mind me saying
I don't think he might. Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. We give him shout out.
So
before.
I gave out that I have nerds for friends.
Yeah, and you've no one to go golfing with.
And I got two messages right after that.
Yeah.
I got a message from a gentleman called Blaine who said, Kendi, what are you on about? I see you at the Rovers games all the time. This time we'll just go to the Rovers game together. Yeah. We can hold hands.
How did you avoid going to that?
And we did.
Then? Oh, no, you did? Oh, you went. Sorry.
I was delighted.
I called that totally wrong.
Yeah, you called it completely wrong. You were straight away going, how'd you get out of that sort of situation?
Yeah, how'd you get out of that sort of situation?
Because I was used to do that.
Yeah.
So the genuine thing was, I wouldn't want to go to you because you'd wreck me head.
Yeah, I would.
So going with him is like a Rovers
fan. So Blaine is your new
Rovers he's my
man.
Rovers gentleman friend. Yeah. Now, Brendan, in fairness, goes to Rovers games too. Like,
yeah, but nobody wants to go, Brendan.
No, no. I know, me and Brendan have gone to Rovers games, of course. Yeah. So that was that one. So that's that.
So did Neil get in touch and say, would you like to go
golfing
with me?
Neil said, come here, I'm golfing Strand Hill all the time.
Yeah.
So we now go golfing together. We're doing it again Saturday.
You've been out for one?
Yeah, we were out yesterday.
Did he dress up for it?
He wore a dress. What did you say your man's name was from Derry?
He was Shane.
Same dress,
Shane.
No, we both dressed up.
Wouldn't it be awful weird if he dressed up if he was
dickied
up and kind of maybe liked you? In a different way.
Tuxie. And he was like, I thought we were just going to get lunch in the place.
Yeah.
Just get dinner.
I've done the whole.
Not just golf.
Yeah, not just golf. Would you like to go for a drink?
Well, I'll tell you, Ray, there's nothing more sexy than a man playing 18. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that now for nothing.
18 inches in Jesus.
There's nothing more special than a man breaking 100.
Speaking of friends and doing.
Anyway,
things,
shout out to Neil. We're golfing
against Neil. Yeah. If I had rang you on Friday, which I did consider doing, to ask you, would you like to come to the Rory Gallagher Festival in Ballyshannon?
Something you like doing.
Which is something, well, yes, I enjoy it, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you have liked to come with me?
This is how it would have gone. Ray, I'm going to stop you there, Ray. No.
Why?
I have no interest in going up.
Is it because they played the same song over and over?
You said that.
I said that. No, I have no problem. Blues,
come here.
I have to say, I'm a big blues
Everybody
fan.
Get off with those bullfrogs up your mind. I know, I mean, it's a Rory Gallagher Festival. Of course you have to do that. But I mean, the thing is, me as a musician, we get asked for Bullfrog Brews.
Yeah.
And it's an unbelievable song. But it is one of those where you go, ah, jeez, lads, they're always asked for the Bullfrog Blues, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know? And then you have to hear that 40 times over a weekend.
I'm quoting a very close male relative of mine
when
I say, sure, they're playing the same song over and over
again. ML.
I didn't say that.
Well, sure, you were happy enough to call out the whole festival. Now you won't even call out your own father.
But that was his, I said to him, how come
he
didn't
go? The blues in general, has a tendency to sound the same.
Oh, it is. It's very similar.
You know?
Yeah, and they're doing great work trying to make any of it sound anyways different.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah,
considering they've so little to work with.
Yeah, you've got three chords to work with in 12 bars.
Yeah, basically, we're going to start off, I'm going to sing a verse, there's going to be a drop of a chorus, we're going to cut straight to a 14-minute guitar solo. Yeah,
and then we'll do another verse and chorus.
Yeah, and then more guitar
another solo. Another guitar solo from the other fellow who's playing guitar.
Yeah, and but sometimes there isn't another playing guitar.
Yeah.
It could be a bass.
Yeah, it could be
even be a bass solo.
Oh, it's like jazz music all over again.
Now, in fairness,
hell.
I will say Johnny Gallagher was there. That's what we went up to see.
Yeah, he's
and Johnny
special.
Does things. Johnny does things different.
Yeah, he's something special. Isn't he?
I have to give shout.
No,
out
the thing about the Rory Gallagher Festival in Ballyshannon is that is one of the most organic festivals I'd say ever.
It's tremendous.
I can only imagine what it was like back in the day, but they probably just said, "Should we throw a tribute to your man?"
Yeah,
they didn't go, "Oh, this is going to be a huge economic success, and let's try and get funding from Bord Fáilte and all this." They said, "Let's just throw."
Yeah.
A party.
Yeah.
For Rory.
Yeah, yeah.
And now look how organically. Now, I did a lot of long hair and smells, but that's not everything. But it's not everything.
It's very well done in that
it's brilliant.
It's based around all the local bars.
Yeah.
So all the local businesses are involved.
Savage.
Which is mighty. And
savage.
They're using the town hall and they put up a big tent in the car park with porta potties and Guinness taps. And the Guinness was lovely.
They did
hot dogs, one of which I watched a girl eat. Very deliciously, and she did not offer me any of it. Her name is Sarah, and you know who you are, Sarah, you old bitch.
Sherry's be ashamed of yourself. We don't say that lightly.
There was way too much sausage for that girl.
No.
I could have definitely helped her.
No, the two of you could have got at that sausage.
I could have taken the rear end of the
sausage. The two of you could have came at it.
I could have came at it. I could have met you in the middle.
You could have met you in the middle, Sarah, the more than that. Yeah. The beauty and the tramp, or whatever it's called. The tramp and the lady.
Yeah.
The lady and the tramp. Come here, festivals like that, they're the festivals.
Yeah.
Do you know these longitudes and all them?
Yeah.
I saw them all. I mean, they're just dress-up pageantry things.
Yeah, but they're good crack too.
Nah, they're not, though. Yeah. No, they're not. They're not. They're
was
not
that the one
crack.
That was on this weekend?
I don't know. I saw everyone going mad.
Forbidden Fruit.
Yeah, Forbidden Fruit. That's I saw Nelly Furtado was at it. I mean, great and all.
Yeah.
But, like, is it either? Like, if Nelly Furtado was gigging in the Hawksville, would you go?
I would.
Oh, I would. I'd be just like. Oh.
But sure, you won't go down to the night. Right.
Why talk about it? I've been going to musicals for the last year. Five musicals.
But Nelly had
your
one...
missus is in every musical. We've got to them all.
Nelly had one song, hadn't she?
Nelly had. What was Nelly's song again? See, there we go. We don't even know.
Can't remember Nelly's song.
Nelly Furtado.
What an awful name.
She did.
Nelly.
Nelly. Oh, yeah, Nelly. Nelly was me granny's name, I think.
It's an old woman's name. An old woman. Yeah, it's an old woman's name.
Oh, yeah, Nelly, love it. Nelly, have you the bike? You're cycling into town. What are you doing? That's exactly what Nelly is.
One of the Furtados.
Oh, Nelly was down on the bike. Nelly cycling into town. She got a slice pan milk. Yeah. Nelly. Good girl, Nelly.
What about the two Johnnies leaving, two of them?
I mean, good enough for them, right? I know. I mean... I think it's very evident what I don't know, but I presume what happened with the two Johnnies leaving 2FM was
like everybody else.
Like, well, no, not well, yeah, like everyone else.
Girl,
but I presume the Jennifer. money wasn't enough for the fact that they have a far bigger enterprise than 2FM.
Do you want to know what
they
thought?
They do.
I'd say RTE went, and it's the typical thing when you love someone too much, you know, you drive them away. RTE
you
went,
you can squeeze someone too tight and kill them.
Lads,
I've done it.
You're with us now. That's all you'll be doing.
Yeah,
you know. Stop now this podcast stuff.
Yeah,
you're 2FM presenters now.
Yeah.
Don't be with your podcast.
And they definitely
show.
Said, come here, we were only doing the
what
radio for
in?
The crack.
Yeah,
our actual money is made outside of this shit. Like,
it's off went. And there ran more power to them. But they did a great
way
2 years in fairness to them.
Yeah, I didn't, I can't lie, I didn't listen to 1 second.
I listened to them quite
not, a bit. Not because of them. I cannot listen to 2FM and to DFM.
Any of the radio stations.
No, I can't listen to, and there we go. There goes your brilliant cash machine and a lovely story there from Maura in Monaghan. Thank you so much. And here, ladies and gentlemen, is the dance version of fucking, some Kim Kardashian's
it's
new song.
Miley Cyrus' Flowers.
Yeah, and
put the
like,
song of Everything But The Girl.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh, this is awful shite. This is awful shite. Shite music, shite crack, shite fucking money given away every 5 minutes. Where's the radio gone? That's why I listen to New Talk.
Yeah, you're right.
No, there's a cash machine on News Talk.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But the difference is there's no music on it. So there's no...
So there's less,
no one.
Doesn't the only like
time,
as much.
The only time there's good music is if you listen to Ocean FM.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I actually switched to Ocean FM at the weekend. Yeah. It was very good.
So local radio will play good music because they won't just play the Spotify Top 50.
They played someone else's version of Whitney Houston's, that big song. That she, the
and I
album,
will always
And
love
I
you.
Will always... It wasn't Whitney and you could tell. You're going, that's not Whitney. Why is that
Ladies
being
and
played
gentlemen,
on the radio?
And I Will Always Love You by Philomena Begley. You're like, this is, she's no business
no,
doing
she's
this.
No business picking this
Absolutely.
Song.
Absolutely.
What was Philomena thinking?
I met Philomena's niece at the weekend.
Did you?
I was feeling awful giddy. There was a hen party in front of me in Maves, right?
Yeah.
Hen party in front of me in Maves all night. And I was getting tremendously giddy.
Which night was this now?
I can't remember. It was last week sometime or whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, and I don't know what happened, but one of them said to me, "Can you play A Blanket on the Ground by Philomena Begley?" And I said, "Can I play it?" I said, "I wrote Philomena Begley."
You did not.
And one of them goes, "That's my auntie." And I said, "Well, tell her I was asking then." So, and I walloped into Blanket on the Ground.
Oh, you
know Blanket on the Ground?
I do, yeah.
Put your blanket up above it. Put a bookie, bookie, boo. Yeah. So, yeah, I just got giddy. But anyway, it turns out it was her niece all along. And afterwards, I did say to her, "I did not have sex with your auntie Philomena." I'd never get that lucky, lovey, to have done that. I don't know why it came out of my mouth. But anyway, what are we on about there? Philomena singing that song. Oh, yeah, radio. So that's why I listen to News Talk, because News Talk is talk, talk, talk. Even though it might be shite, some of it might be shite, at least it's not terrible music that I don't like. Not terrible music, music I don't like.
On a completely different note.
RTE Radio 1 at about 2 in the morning.
It's good too. Or what you got, Led Smith.
Who's
Today
that?
Today FM Rocks. He's on at night time on Today FM. You're gigging.
I don't even know who that is.
But you're gigging. You wouldn't hear it.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
This is the first time in the podcast that we have been alone.
Isn't it great?
Brendan has now left because he got sick of not flicking the keys himself.
He can't flick the keys himself, so he's just gone.
And it's probably been
there's no one filling in for him.
3 years since me and you have sat in this box room on our own. Cameras are now off because they stopped working a few minutes ago. They had to cool down.
I forgot to put money in the meter. The lights are about to go off now again. Yeah.
This is odd.
3, 2, 1, and then they were silent. In the bad.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got through the episode, Ray, though, because it is infuriating to come into this room and fucking have stuff not working. It's so frustrating.
But we're going to move now. We're going to take the hints from the universe and we're going to move over to the ATU.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. So the Sligo Show, which is a brilliant setup, they have a setup that we should be using. If you go onto our TikTok page, you'll notice that some videos look brilliant.
Yeah.
Some of them don't look like a box room in every single semi-detached house in the country. Yeah. Some of them look like a lovely studio. That's the studio. Yeah. The problem is it's not in my box room.
Yeah.
You know, that's where it gets a bit annoying.
I'm going to wrap up.
Yeah, wrap up, Ray.
A few bits.
Wrap it up.
Just want to talk a small bit about, I'm going to give a little quick shout out. I was walking down the street in Ballina.
Ooh, why, oh, diddy dum, diddy do.
And a fella stopped me and he says, "How are you going?"
He said, "Oh, yeah.
How are you doing?"
Yeah.
Now, this man was a hardy looking buck. He looked like a man that was in agriculture or building.
Yeah.
He was like, I just.
He had hands like rocks.
Hands like rocks. He looked like he.
Big old shoulders.
Looks like the man he could pick me up and throw me somewhere.
Big pair of hairy old balls. Yeah.
The kind of thing Laura loves in a fella.
Big old hairy old scratch.
Anyway.
Never maintained. Big old forest. Big old hairy old baby old scratch. We are going to name him now. Oh, shite. Fuck you, Ray. Oh, yeah. It was a shout out. I'm an idiot.
Obviously,
he is a well-groomed man,
Darren,
I must say.
Darren,
the most groomed of all men.
Darren Finnerty from Magowna.
Right.
Yeah, he stopped me and he says, "Come here, you're a Ray boy, aren't you?" I said, "I am." He says, "I listened to the podcast." I said, "Oh, sorry," which is my usual response. I apologise. I was like, "Sorry, you got stuck in that." And he just said he enjoys it and he wanted a wee shout out. He didn't want to be called all those horrible names. But
yeah, well, I mean, maybe he'll take it as a compliment. So, Darren, fair play to you, boy.
Yeah.
I want to say as well, I played at a wedding ceremony at the weekend with the fucking unbelievable Gillian Brennan singing. Yes. So I played guitar, Gillian sang.
Yeah.
Out in Ratcormac.
Yeah.
One of the groomsmen, one of the most handsome men I've ever seen in my whole life.
Right.
One of the groomsmen, one of the tallest men I've ever seen in my whole life.
Yeah.
I was, what's the word, besotted by him when I was walking down the aisle. I was going,
speechless.
Look at this fella.
This beefcake.
I was like, look at the head of this fella. He'd nearly turn you. That's what I said. I said, he'd nearly turn you. That fella.
But Gillian was delighted that you were distracted looking at fellas at the wedding.
She did. I had the tug outs. Yeah. Anyway, he stopped me as well. And God forgive me, Ray. The name has gone past me. But he stopped me as well. If you're out there, will you send in your name, lovey?
So instead of,
And also send me a picture of you with your top off.
Yeah.
He stopped and said, "Kendi, what's your story, boy? Love the podcast."
That's
so
nice.
Fair play to him as well. So send a picture of you with your top and your butt cheeks out to P.O. Box. My house.
Well, you can give my address at this stage because
but I don't want you getting that all
fine.
Sloppy first.
It now turns out we're moving out. It's happening.
Is it happening?
We're moving out.
In the next two
months, we're gone. We're gone out of our residence.
Are you far enough down the line that you're happy to say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
Yeah. No. But it's looking good, isn't it?
We've put provisions in place. We've already booked the going away party.
From
going away party will be.
Can I just
on
say?
A date.
600 metres maybe?
Yeah, about 600 metres.
Yeah, you're not moving that far away.
No, we're not.
If even, it's not even half a kilometre.
And to the point where Sean actually suggested, would you still like to work from home here in Chapel Street?
A That's a great idea.
So I'd be now 600 metres across town.
Yeah, keep
and I'll get up in the morning to go to work, and work will still be the box room in Chapel Street, where I will be then joined by Sean and the new surprise housemate who shall be announced later in the month.
Oh, you're all looking for that. We're like the two people announcing the breakup. Yeah. You're
who's
all waiting for that.
Take over for Ray?
The one thing I will say about Ray and Sean, and obviously Sean working from home, Ray working from home, even though he's moving out, I think it's a really good idea.
It's good
because you can still kiss when Laura goes to work.
Absolutely.
You can keep up that thing where you just be kissing.
That physical intimacy.
Yeah. Laura would head off to work there in the morning, and Ray and Sean would just start kissing.
Into Sean's bed.
Yeah, anyway. Into Sean's bed. No, nothing. Just kissing.
I want to talk a small bit before we go about a restaurant in town called Miss Susie.
Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar with Miss Susie?
Yeah, it's been to
Seven Laura. Before we went down and joined the Atlantic Premier Top Number One Wedding Band on Saturday night.
That's right.
We went to Miss Susie because I wanted sushi.
Right.
Now, it's called Miss Susie, but they specialise in sushi. So I don't know, did they get the name wrong? It could be Miss Sushi. Should have been Miss Sushi, because then I would have known what it was about.
Yeah.
Instead of being called after someone.
Yeah.
Anyway, myself and Laura went in. She had nothing, because she's not gone in the old sushi.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought her in there for a lovely meal, where you clearly knew she wasn't going to eat. That'd be like me bringing me there as well. I wouldn't eat.
You wouldn't. There's very few people
they
I
would
know.
Say, what do you want from the menu? I would say, the tap water sounds lovely. Tap water sounds lovely.
I got Laura a Coke.
Have you an orangella?
I got a nice little Coke, and I had what's known as the carnival box.
Oh, Jesus.
Right?
And the carnival, because it's every colour.
The carnival box is 9 dishes from the chef. Picks 9 random dishes off the menu, 9 small ones, and you get them in this little box, and you just
tear into
it. I love
the way you're calling him a chef.
But he is a chef.
Ray, I've said this before about different other kinds of chef as well. Any chef who's serving you food that's not cooked, he's out the back smoking a Benson.
Yeah, okay. So that was
he's not cooking anything.
Well, during our time while I was enjoying the carnival box, all the lights in the restaurant went off.
Right. No bills paid.
And myself and Laura went, oh, is there a power cut?
Yeah.
Will this affect the Atlantic span later? First of all, they press play on a track.
Oh.
And it was congratulations.
Congratulations and celebrations.
And out, a waitress came with a lovely little dessert with a little candle in it, right? And she landed, walked down the restaurant. We were like, oh, this is really awkward. Who's she going to? And she landed down at a table where a lovely young girl was sitting having her dinner.
Okay.
On her own.
What?
Yeah. So we're all looking, and the girl is really happy and like,
oh, that's nice that she was.
So I was like, did this girl go out on her own and she's celebrating something by herself, which is really... Everybody in the restaurant...
And then she called for her own surprise.
But yeah, so everybody in the restaurant is totally perplexed at this point. At which point then the next waitress, the senior waitress...
Senior waitress.
She came running down and says, wrong table.
Oh,
and there was
an
older couple next to that girl, and they then moved it away from the girl who clearly was happy she had got it, and they put it on another table.
But what did she think she had won?
Well, wait for it. So it turns out then the older couple then went, whoa, there's no congratulations required
Jesus
here.
Christ.
They were simply in like ourselves having a drop of sushi.
Cake roulette.
So they had to say to the waitress, we have not, there's nothing to congratulate here. We are merely present.
We're congratulationless.
So then all of a sudden the waitress has realised their mistake and put it back on the girl's table. All the while, her significant other was in the toilet.
Oh, I was going to say, man, that's an emotional roller coaster. I have to hand it to you.
Say that one for the last.
That's very good. That is some emotional roller coaster as well.
Oh, we didn't. Yeah, the boyfriend eventually came out.
Oh, thank God. Because there's nothing wrong with going and celebrating on your own, of course. But it is a bit odd that someone might.
It was.
You might
I felt so bad
cake.
For her. Imagine if you were out for your birthday.
So he was in having a shite, like, and she was talking.
But I presume he was the one that said it to them.
Yeah.
Will you bring out the congratulations?
Yeah.
I think it was their first anniversary or their anniversary.
Well, he was like me then. He ate some sushi then. He went, oh, fuck. oh, this isn't going to go down well.
I actually, you know, there's a thing, you can be allergic to sushi. You get allergic to certain fish food. I found my throat closing in a small bit as I was working my way through the carnival box.
That's not okay. Ray.
But then
you
said, you know something, power through it, Ray. It's not.
Oh, yeah, power through an allergic reaction where my throat is closing.
Or I might die. Sure, I knew you could play bass. So, I mean, it's not like I was going
to
be
shocked. Did you actually find that happening to
yourself?
I found
it a small bit. I didn't say it to Laura at the time because I don't want her thinking that due to my advancing age that I might eventually leave her in a state of debt. You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I had this conversation with Nicola today, like, where I was talking about, I was like, I'm dead now, Nick. I think it was because I was sick.
Yeah.
And I was like, I better write up a will.
Yeah.
And I was going, and then I was joking, saying, and to his lovely, darling wife, most adorned wife,
yeah.
Mark leaves crippling debt and Two guitars.
And a Mark bass amp that everybody wants to borrow.
And a Mark bass amp that everyone wants to borrow all the time. I have the handiest bass amp in town. Yeah, is that one thing I can... That's my thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's my thing.
He's a great fella for...
See your man there. Yeah. He has the handiest bass amp in town.
That's true, yeah.
I fucking love it. I love that as well. I never mind giving gear out. Don't ring me about it, though, you fucking bastard. Come here, one more thing as well. Speaking of music gear and all that, have you heard of a thing called Girl Math? We'll leave you on this one very quickly now.
Yes, I've heard of
Girl Math. Girl Math is where they justify the spending of funds based on girl math. So, well, we better go on holidays this year because we're buying a house next year. So that $2,000 is just sitting there. We better spend, you know, that's girl math kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or I had to buy all the outfits because of this and I didn't know what to do. Yeah. She told me that I had musician's math because I was on Thomann. Yes. And as well, you know, Raymond, on Thomann.
Thomann is a website where all Irish musicians buy their favorite
all
things.
Musicians all over the world. It's in Germany.
Yeah. We really support shopping local there.
We are, of course. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But unfortunately, Kevin, as brilliant as it is down the record room, he doesn't sell Mark bass amps.
That's true. I was down with Kevin actually on Saturday. And he's bought brilliant. Headphones and leads and everything.
Yeah,
so
he's deadly for
I don't
that.
Feel so bad.
No, no. Yeah, he's deadly for that. But she said to me, you have musician math. Because I said to her, I need a little thing here, it costs £40.
Yeah.
I said, that costs £40 now. And I said, but I'll have to spend £200. She said, why did you have to spend £200?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, because shipping on Thomann is only free after €200.
Yeah,
Euro.
Yeah.
And what's the point in only spending £40 when you can buy stuff that you need for
£200?
That's
going to need in the future.
Yes. I said, I can buy loads of strings.
Yeah.
And she said, that's called musician math. And I said, if you ever talk to me like that again, Nicola, I'll not know. That's musician math, she said. Not good.
Threatening violence on her, were you?
No, I wasn't. Me back passage rage. I'm only messing. I just wanted to wrap up on a good joke, and I went too far. To be honest, went too far now with that good joke.
What episode number is this?
246.
Thank you.
Ace. Who do we appreciate? Kendi.
We got it wrong last week. I had to cut it out of the edit.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. I went for 246. And
oh, yeah. Well, what I've always said is no one gives a shit. Just enjoy the episodes. Lads, there's not going to be a video. I'm just telling you all that now on Patreon. There's no video. I'm so sorry. We will figure this out.
We will refund everybody €6.37. For that.
No, because it's only one out of the four they get a month.
Yeah.
So €2.
Oh, yeah.
Josephine.
Yeah.
They'd be like, yeah. Anyway, you're all going to get £2 back. Yeah. I know, but we are going to figure it all out. It's just, there's gremlins in the room. It nearly needs to be good. If I had a JCB, I'd level the house, lads. I'm telling you that now.
We have to leave.
We have, but we're going to have to leave.
The universe is saying, for Nicola's sake and her sanity.
I think it's Nicola actually cutting wires.
You think it is?
She had to cut the feckin' wires
you
again.
You think she got one of those little interference things downstairs?
Oh, she could do.
She's pressing the button.
Yeah, yeah. Making that sound. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a terrible sound to finish on. But anyway, finish on our lovely voices. Ray, fair play to me.
Don't do that. Don't finish on everybody's voices.
Ray! Yeah. Ray!
Don't be finishing on things. No one will get that. Okay, bye!
Ray, fair play to me.
Fair play to me. Fair play to me too.
Good luck.
Good luck.
The Kendi and Rabo Podcast, sponsored by Maeve's Cozy Front Lounge.